Chapter 3. It's 1655. Britt Marie is waiting by herself in the street outside the unemployment office because it would be impolite to go in too early for the meeting. The wind ruffles her hair gently. She misses her balcony so much, it pains her to even think about it. She has to squeeze her eyes shut so tightly that her temples start hurting. She often busies herself on the balcony at nights while she's waiting for Kent. He always says she shouldn't wait up for him. She always does. She usually notices his car from the balcony, and by the time he steps inside, his food is already on the table. Once he's fallen asleep in their bed, she picks up his shirt from the bedroom floor and puts it in the washing machine. If the collar is dirty, she goes over it beforehand with vinegar and bicarbonate of soda. Early in the morning, she wakes and fixes her hair and tidies up the kitchen, sprinkles bicarbonate of soda in the balcony flower boxes, and polishes all the windows with Faxin. Faxin is Britt Marie's brand of window cleaner. It's even better than bicarbonate of soda. She doesn't feel like a fully fledged human being unless she has a more or less full bottle at the ready. No Faxin? Anything could happen in such a situation. So she wrote, "Buy Faxin," on her shopping list this afternoon. She considered adding exclamation marks at the end to really highlight the seriousness of it, but managed to contain herself. Then she went to the supermarket that isn't her usual, where nothing is arranged as usual. She asked a young person working there for Faxin. He didn't even know what it was. When Britt Marie explained that it's her brand of window cleaner, he just shrugged and suggested a different brand, at which point Britt Marie got so angry that she got out her list and added an exclamation mark. The shopping trolley was playing up, and she even ran over her own foot with it. She closed her eyes and sucked in her cheeks and missed Kent. She found some salmon on sale and got some potatoes and vegetables. From a little shelf marked stationery, she took a pencil and two pencil sharpeners and put them in her trolley.
"Are you a member?"
asked the young man when she reached the till.
"Of what?"
Britt Marie asked suspiciously.
"The salmon is only on sale for members," he said.
Britt Marie smiled patiently.
"This is not my usual supermarket."